My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there. So for the first time in recorded history, this is crazy. It gets a little into the weeds. We'll dive more into this with Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle at the bottom of this hour from Breitbart. But basically, Democrats seized control of the House. Speaker Mike Johnson relied on the minority party, which was the Democrats. He relied on their votes to advance his foreign aid plan.
And when you say foreign aid, that means nothing for us. Zero for border security.
He's been talking. Mike Johnson, the speaker, told us over and over and over and over again, no Ukraine money without border security. Welp. He just came out with four bills, $61 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, $8 billion for Taiwan, nothing for border security. Now, after that, after there was some pushback, he threw out a fifth bill kind of as some crumbs on the border, but it's going to be ignored by the Senate.
So basically $100 billion altogether of my taxpayer money, your taxpayer money, all of our taxpayer money is going to outside countries while we have a wide open border here.
And he did it with Democrat votes.
Unbelievable.
I mean, they have control of the House now. He's surrendered Republican majority control to the Democrats. And like I say, we're going to get to exactly what this means a little bit after 5:30. But this is, it's pretty crazy. And some of the same House representatives that kicked Kevin McCarthy out are now trying to do the same with Speaker Mike Johnson.
Now, let's not give a pass to some Republicans either, because 151 Republicans said that this was a great idea. 151, yeah. Including these from Indiana, Pence, Bouchon, Houchin, and Yakim. Those were the ones that decided that other countries need to get your money. The Republicans in Indiana that voted no or nay were Banks, Baird, Spartz, and Andre Carson, albeit for other reasons.
Oh, you didn't want to give money to Israel.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
Totally different reasons, but he was a no. But Pence, Bouchon, Houchin, and Yakim all decided your taxpayer money is best if it goes overseas.
But the point is 165 Democrats voted for this, and only 151 Republicans did. So Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, relied on the minority vote to get his bill passed. What does that say about the state of the House right now?
There's an old meme that floats around social media, and it's like an older guy, and he's wearing a red flannel shirt, and he's just opened up a gift, and it's the exact same shirt that he's wearing, and he's smiling.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's like right now with the Speaker of the House. You kick out Kevin McCarthy, and you replace him with Mike Johnson. It's the guy in the red flannel shirt. It's the same thing.